This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
With the recent end of the old crop marketing year, this week's export sales were a little deceiving at first glance. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said corn sales were good this week, but they were slightly inflated by old crop carryover.
Corn sales came in at a total of 1.7 million tons. Now, the thing to keep in mind is we just finished the old crop marketing year, so some of that number is actually just rolled over from old crop sales into new crop sales. So the actual sales for this particular week were about 540,000 tons. We carried over just about 1.2 million tons from the old crop, so that's why that number looks a little bit larger.
It was a similar story with soybean sales, but McBride said soybeans are still not quite where they need to be in order to meet the USDA's projections.
Yeah, if you break it down a little bit here, the overall total was 1.3 million tons. 541,000 tons, very similar to what the corn was. 541,000 tons were actually sold during this particular week, carried over about 760,000-770,000 tons from the old crop balance sheet to this one. So that 1.3 still probably not where it needs to be, but again, it's kind of a balancing act between old crop and new crop now that we're in the new crop marketing year.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.